Shalom, goddammit! This is Rabbi Sal Solomon on the Dave's Gone By Radio Show, and I'm so excited, I'm so happy I have a special, wonderful guest on the telephone with me tonight. It's the author of a book called Dating Socks, and we're going to find out if she does. Her name is Hillary Cantor, and she's with us on the show. Hillary, are you there? May I speak to you?
Hey, Rabbi, I'm here.
Yes, it's good to hear you. How you doing, goddammit?
It's good to hear you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, what made you write the book?
Well, I needed something to do on all those Friday and Saturday nights that I had no dates. So, I had to fill my time with something.
Well, that's why they make cucumbers, goddammit.
Oh, I'm not going to touch that one.
I'm sure you've touched a few in your time, but you know. But seriously, why were you ever married? You were not married. What the hell happened to you?
Well, Rabbi, I was married, but it's so long ago. If memory serves, I was married for a couple of years when I was in my early 20s. But, you know, now that I'm in my 40s, I have to honestly tell you, dating sucks. It really does. And I talk all about that in my book. There isn't a woman over 35 that doesn't hate dating.
But why does dating suck? It should be good for you. You get to go out, you get to meet people, you get a free meal.
It's a weak selection, Rabbi. Weak selection. The guys who are between 35 and 60, the good ones are married. Are you married?
Yes, I have been married for 19 and a half years to my beloved Miriam Libby, and we have 20 and a half children, goddammit.
Wow. So see, this proves my point right here. The good guys are married. And what you're meeting are like very weird guys. I mean, you're meeting the ones who've been divorced and married 3 and 4 times, or you're meeting somebody who's never been married, and if they've never tried it, there's usually a reason, and it's not usually very good.
Well, maybe they're touched by God in some way.
Well, I hope so.
They ride the special bus. This is why they put them on that thing there.
Uh-huh.
So what's the worst date that you, Hillary Cantor, have ever had?
Well, there are so many bad dates in my book, Dating Sucks, which, by the way, people should go to datingsucks.net. That is my website, and it will link you directly with booksellers online, and it's so soon for it to be in the bookstores, that's why it's online. But what's the worst one? It'd be really hard for me to tell you. I mean, especially on the air. I mean, because some of these stories are pretty weird.
Well, the weirder, the better. I know I'm a rabbi, but, you know, the people I counsel, the things, I talk to murderers, I talk to child molesters, I counsel them, I give them advice, sometimes the occasional magazine. It's good, it's all good.
I'll tell you, one of the strangest dates I ever had was on a first date. I actually went out with a doctor, and there's quite a few doctors in this book, I'm sorry to report.
All right.
Not that I have anything against doctors, but all the ones that I've met have been very strange.
Were they all Jewish?
No, they were not.
Were the strangest ones Jewish?
Probably.
Yeah, I figured.
But this guy, I met him on a first date. We went out to dinner, and do you know, he actually said that he wanted to give me a colonoscopy. Yes. Yes, he actually did. I was telling him about some, we got on the subject of medical things, you know, which is something I like to talk about, and I had a little problem, and I started telling him about it, and he said, well, I'll tell you what, all those doctors are completely wrong about you. If I gave you a colonoscopy, I'm going to prove there's something really wrong.
How romantic.
And I said, do you think we have time for a little dessert first?
Well, I don't think, he didn't mean anything a naughty sexual,
he really wanted to take me right over and give me a colonoscopy, for God's sake.
I think that's very nice. Why do you find this strange?
I think it's a little, hey, that's not exactly first date talk material, you know?
I don't care. The guy would have saved you like $500 in a health insurance cost there. You would have gone into the office, you would have spread your cheeks for 10 minutes, he would have had a good time.
Hey.
What?
But guess what?
What?
He wasn't a gastroenterologist.
He was a dentist?
No, he wasn't a dentist. That would have been even stranger.
That would have been sick, I admit.
But he was not a specialist in the field of gastroenterology. He was a trauma surgeon.
All right.
Maybe he thought I'd been through some trauma and he wanted to check it out. And obviously, the trauma was him.
He was moonlighting in tuchuses. This was his special thing.
Hey, you know, there's nothing like sitting at a table when this discussion is going on, watching the faces of people sitting around you, hearing us talking about irritable bowel syndrome and gastroenterology and colonoscopies. I mean, it was bizarre.
Thank you. Well, you know, if that was your worst...
That's one of them.
Well, what's another one?
Well, I would say that Arnold the Aussie Stalker is pretty wild. But you know what? People should go to datingsucks.net because they can read it.
Oh, will you stop with the commercials already? I'm going to do your .com thing. Don't worry about it. I mentioned that you have a nice CD.
About the CD?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a song that I wrote to go with this book because, as you know, I was in the music business. And I've been a songwriter for people like Tim McGraw in Alabama and Martina McBride and Ricky Skaggs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I had to write a song to go with the book. So it's called Dating Sucks. And once again, it's on the website, which I won't say because I know you want to give it out.
All right, say it one more time. Go ahead. Go ahead, you pushy woman, you.
.net. www.datingsucks.net.
All right, now speaking.
And they can hear it on there. Rabbi.
Oh, they can hear it? Do they have to pay for it? Is it free?
Well, if they want a copy of it, it's actually not even on the market yet.
Oh.
But if somebody wants a copy, they can write me. My email address is on datingsucks.net, and I will sell them a copy of it for like $6.
Oh, of course it'll sell. Of course it will. There we go. Now let me ask another thing. Let's talk about sex,
okay.
Which you are not getting.
Which I'm not getting?
Or at least they...
All I could tell you is that's an understatement.
So even from the time this has come out, you're still not getting any of the nookie wookie there.
I'm not getting anything.
Well,
hey, I'm sitting at home writing Friday and Saturday nights, vacuuming my house and playing with the cats.
as opposed to playing with, I'm not even going to make. I could make the pussy joke, but I'm not going to because I am a man of the cloth.
No, I have not dated very much. I think I've had one date in 6 months, and you know people find that pretty preposterous, but. I can tell you there are lots of women out there who are just like me. They're sitting at home.
Are you a troll? I mean,
no.
Are you ugly? What do you look like there?
Well, you tell me. You got the cover of the book there.
Well, it cuts off half your head. So the face that I see looks kind of nice, but there's no chin and there's no scalp.
Well,
so,
you know,
for all I know, you have bumps up there.
They had to make my name big on there, and they had to put the title of the book, Dating Sucks, real big. So, No, people are flabbergasted. They look at me like I'm from another planet when I tell them I have not had a date but once in 7 months. But because they say someone like you doesn't have dates. And what I say to that is, hey, I'm just one of many, 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 many women who are attractive and we're successful and we, have good personalities and there's, you know, we have two eyes and a nose and a mouth and not, you know, anything weird coming out of our head or, you know, and we still are sitting at home alone.
Well, let me ask you this then. With all the ways to meet people, especially in this day and age, you got the internet and you've got the chat lines and you can go to,
that's right,
to markets and local colleges for adult education courses.
Yep.
What? Why? I mean,
they all suck. I've tried them all. I'm here to tell you that once you are over the age of 35 or 40, and I would say most women, and not all, but most, they are having trouble dating. And even with all these outlets, you meet weirdos. You meet really, really weird people. I can't begin to tell you. The low
level.
Well,
you're talking to me. I understand this perfectly, yeah.
The low level of quality out there, like, you know, because they're married, or the guys are great, but they're not into women.
Oh, well, that would be a problem.
You know, and I have some...
We had those in the seminary, let me tell you. And they put the salmon back in cemetery, seminary.
Oh.
I blew that joke, goddammit.
Rabbi, you're getting out there.
No, I'm not out there yet, but...
You're not out there yet?
Oh, boy,
have I got trouble.
What are you doing? I was going to say Friday night, but I know what I'm doing Friday night. Praying!
I'm vacuuming Friday night. That's my vacuuming night.
On Shabbos? No wonder you can't meet men. God is angry. Take Friday night off, vacuum on Saturday night. God damn it.
Boy, you have weird language for a rabbi.
Yeah, I do, god damn it. But let me ask you something here.
Yes, sir.
Maybe, and I'm sure you've heard this from people, maybe your standards are too high. You could probably, if you're a hot little chicky, could go into the local bar, you know, spread your thighs just a little bit, and the men would just come pouring into you, like watering a sieve.
Yeah, the types of men, we're talking about, yeah, any woman can get any man if she just wants to go out and get somebody. But if you want to get somebody to have a relationship with who's got something going on, you know, something that they're not just some loser, that's different.
But when you haven't had any in so long, what's wrong with a little stubby the whoopee, you know?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. It just kind of depends if that's where you want to go or not, you know? I'm past that. Hey, when you get past 40, it's a lot of effort dating. I mean, you know, it wears you out. It's tiring because most of the time it sucks.
Well, let me ask one thing that I was kind of.
But there is a solution, though.
What is the solution?
The solution is this.
It's go to your website. It's datingsucks.com. Yeah,
datingsucks.net. Not .com.
Not sorry, not net. That's why you can't meet guys. It's a net instead of a com.
No,
spend the money. Buy the com, goddammit.
The answer is to be happy anyway. Make your life the cake, and the guy, if he comes along, will be the icing on it.
Well, there's a metaphor in there somewhere, but I understand
most people, including me, in my past life, I made the guy the cake, and anything else in my life became the icing. That doesn't work. If you get real happy with your life, and you find the good in your life, and you have a life, and you make a life for yourself, hey, if you don't have a guy, I'm very happy. Now, I would be happier if I had a relationship, but, you know, I'm doing pretty well.
All the dating experts say, they tend to say that once you stop looking, once you concentrate on being happy for yourself, boom, that's when the guy comes along.
You know what I say about the when you stop looking thing? I'll tell you what happens when you stop looking.
What?
Even less than when you're looking. That's been my experience. It doesn't make any difference. And I haven't been looking for a long time, and I certainly haven't been dating either.
Now, the one thing you have been doing, you mentioned your song before.
Yes.
But you had a whole career, or maybe still have a whole career in country music. What's a girl, a nice Jewish girl like you doing in a redneck business like that?
Well, you know what? You got me on that one. I really don't know how I wound up here, and I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. But I've been here for over 20 years, and I have written a lot of songs for country artists, and I was a recording artist myself on RCA in 1984, 85.
You're digging yourself, which I guess makes sense since you're not digging anybody else.
Well, you know, I want to just clarify something here. Dating in my 20s and 30s was completely different than it is now.
Why?
It's totally different because what you're looking for as a woman in your 40s is not what you're looking for in your 20s and 30s. It doesn't work the same way. You don't have, your needs are different.
Well, how are your needs so different from when you were, let's say, 22?
Because when you're 20 or 30, if the guy's just really hot looking, okay?
Like me?
Like you, Rabbi. If he's just really hot looking, that's enough. But chemistry has to exist now on so many different levels. Because it doesn't work otherwise. It can't just be on one level. It has to be emotional and psychological and on a physical level and sometimes spiritual as well.
Oh, that, I like that word. But honestly, why does it have to be that serious for you all the time now? I mean, why can't it be just, oh, he's hot, I'm on a stoop, let's do it. It doesn't have to be more than that. Well, for
well,
you it does.
I have lots of women friends who date guys younger than they do, and I've tried to do that, you know, and that didn't really work for me either. And of course, in Dating Sucks, the book, I talk about that. But all I can say is this: the younger guy thing works for some people; it doesn't for me. And if a guy is just good to look at, but he doesn't interest me mentally, if there's nothing going on upstairs, I am not attracted. I'm just not attracted.
But he could become president, goddammit!
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to have something else going on after a point.
Well, do you have any dating, I mean, it would go back a long time now, but do you have any tips for getting through a bad date or a half-decent date?
Well, you know, I've learned that, you know, not to be a real jerk, you know, I mean, because used to be I'd get really mad because some person would describe themselves as, you know, tall and good-looking and you meet them on, you know, like an internet dating service and they'd say, this is how I look, and they'd show you a picture, and then they look nothing like that, and then you wind up having to go to dinner and sit there, and then you think, well, maybe there's something redeeming in their personality. There's nothing. Right. And, you know, in the with me in my 20s or 30s would have been really rude. I might have even just said, I'm sorry, I'm leaving. But I learned, you know, you need to be compassionate because, you know, make the best of it. Make the best of it. Order the best thing on the menu.
When you say that, I was a little angry at this in the book, that no matter what, the man pays for dinner. What's wrong? Not even that you should pay, but not even Dutch.
Well,
what the hell is wrong with Dutch? Why are you trying to make us broke?
Well, you know what? Here's the deal.
The deal
is this. I think that if a man asks a woman out on a date, he should be a gentleman and pay for it. Now, if I ask him out, I think if I want to pay for it, that's fine.
Ever asked a man out on a date? Have you broken that barrier there?
I did that sometimes when I was younger, but I don't do that anymore. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in women going after men. I think the man's the hunter. You know, I mean, this goes way back to the caveman days. Men are pursuers. They are better in the role of pursuing than being pursued. And we make it too easy on them. We women, we just, you know, we make all the plans and we call them up and ask them out. Then they don't have to risk anything. I say, let's let the guys be guys. Let them be men, you know?
Except for the fact that you haven't had a date in 5 years.
Well, I've had dates within 5 years.
Right,
there haven't been any good ones.
Well, maybe you should start asking the guys that you're sort of interested in and, you know, say, oh, look, it's Dutch. You know, I'll pay half. It's all right. You know, I have a little bit of money from the country music coming in. And don't order the best thing on the menu and we'll be good.
Well, I just say this, you know, I was raised if the guy's taking me to dinner not to order the best thing on the menu anyway, especially when you're getting to know him. That's not how I was raised. My mother always taught me to be reasonable, you know, till you really know somebody. But, you know, I just can't get into this Dutch thing. I really can't. I can't get into it because I think it really goes against just a normal inclination for a guy to be doing something that's natural, but we're making it seem like that is not natural for them to pay, you know?
Speaking of unnatural.
Yes.
You had a boyfriend, a long, long-term boyfriend, who really, really screwed you up.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Sociopath?
Mr. Sociopath. Tell us a little bit about Mr. Psychosocial Goyim.
Yes, exactly. And like I said, on my website, datingsucks.net,
oh, you got that in there. I thought you wouldn't manage to do that, but David, yes.
Oh, I should let you, Rabbi, but let me just say this,
sure,
to you. Mr. Sociopath, I'm sure that almost every woman has had a Mr. Sociopath in her life. And this is a guy who lies about everything. Little things, big things. It's just natural to lie from the time they were born.
I've been lying about my 3 inches for ages. What can I tell you?
Well, you know, what I've found...
Talking about my nose!
What I've found men lie about most... What men lie about most is their height and how much money they make.
Hmm.
What women lie about most is their age.
How old are you, by the way?
I am 48.
And this is true? This is definite? This is, you know, I can check your
birth certificate? You know what? My whole book is based on utter, 100% unembellished truth. And it's very frank, and I don't think there's any other book that's like that talking about dating. It's really the way it is. And so I don't lie about anything.
You don't mention any names, but has anybody at this point...
I'm afraid to mention any names.
Well, no, but since people might know or remember you, has anybody contacted you that you've written about and said, oh, my God, that's me?
Well, you know, I'm happy to report no. And I had a book signing here recently in Nashville, a really great one. It was packed. And I was happy to say, as I was getting ready to read a chapter from the book, I said, I'm very, very happy to report there are none of the men that are in this book are here tonight. it was a good moment for me because I had a second and third choice mapped out in case the guy that I was talking about in the one showed up. But, you know, most of the men I've dated have been out of town. They have not been where I live.
Well, let me ask you, when you went on the book signing,
yes,
maybe a man or two slip you a phone number, an email,
no,
a social security card?
Well, you know, there were a couple of dopey guys just kind of standing there, like, you know, not saying anything, and, like, they'd come up to get the book signed, and they just, like, stand there, and I'm going, yes, I've signed it. Is there anything else I could help you with?
Well, maybe they felt a little, you could, you know.
They just, like, stand there. But, no, nobody really asked me out. I mean, there was an interesting thing. There was a Jewish matchmaker there. Yes.
A shadchan.
Yes, she was, her card said Jewish matchmaker. And do you know, she was the scariest looking person I've ever seen. All I could think about is if I call this woman, anybody who'd be her client has got to be as weird can be. She looked like Trick or Treat, only it wasn't Halloween.
Have you ever tried that kind of thing, the matchmaking services?
Well, you know, I've talked to a few people about that, and there's just, that may be in the future for me, you know? That's one thing I haven't tried. I have not tried that sort of thing, and, but it comes down to the same thing, Rabbi. There's a week's election, and they're going to have a week's election, too.
Well, maybe do you think maybe it changes, like, in your 50s or 60s, like, the men get divorced, or the wives die off?
That's different. You know, I mean, I say, you know, the best chance a woman has got, I mean, this is horrible, but if he's a great guy and, you know, God forbid his wife dies, then you can, you know, maybe bake some cookies or, you know, make a cake and take it over to them and you know.
Get them when they're 70 because they're desperate and they need nursing care and
well,
they'll be
that's
so
a
grateful.
Problem too, because, you know, you don't want to be with someone who wants a nurse with a purse. And, I mean, the older guys, and I've dated older guys my whole life. And now, like, you know, I'm 48, but a 50-year-old guy sometimes is too old for me now.
Well,
like an old guy. But people tell me I look 10, 15 years younger than my real age.
Now, answer this one honestly.
Yeah.
You ever dated a girl?
No.
Damn it!
No, but I'll tell you what. There have been many a time that I pondered and wondered to myself, would it be easier to date a woman? Unfortunately,
be more fun to watch.
I'm hopelessly heterosexual. Hopelessly. But I have to honestly tell you, you know, I mean, it's not that I haven't at least a few times kind of wished I was, because I thought it might be easier.
Well,
and then again, you know, I have the people that will go either way, and I just say they're greedy.
Well, now, tell us, what is your website?
My website for dating...
Do you have a website?
I do have a website.
Oh, that's good, goddammit.
And what's great about this website is that the song Dating Sucks is on there, and people can hear it. And a sample chapter is in there, and people can email me. And I really want people to email me and tell me what they think of the book, Dating Sucks, which, by the way, on my website, datingsucks.net, there are 4 links to booksellers online where you can get this book, including Amazon.com. And the subtitle of this book, which I haven't mentioned yet, the title is Dating Sucks, but the subtitle is A Single Woman's Confessions, Obsessions, and Lessons. And it is 100% unembellished. I did not make a darn thing up on it, and I couldn't have made this stuff up if my life depended on it. It's so weird.
Hillary Cantor, thank you for telling the truth and being honest with us.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi Saul, I'm so glad you had me. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, you are so welcome. And please keep us posted. Let us know if you meet Mr. Right or even Mr. Left. Let us know. Because we consider you part of the family now, the whole grouping, the kibbutz of this show. So let us know how you're doing, okay?
I sure appreciate it.
Have a good one. Thank you so much.
You too, Rabbi.